Hello and welcome to this recording of the Divine Downloads podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Overton. And what are we, like week three into this interesting circumstance that the world has brought to us. And so I'm finding that I really want to talk about things that are relevant to our current situation and life. And so today I'm delighted to have on the show Catherine Ford Richter, also known as the Solar RN. She helps homemakers take control of their finances, save money, and contribute to a healthier environment by switching to clean, renewable solar power. As a registered nurse and educator, Catherine feels called to contribute to public health by raising awareness through education and inspired action to acknowledge climate change as a global health concern. Thank you. And when Catherine's not sharing her knowledge, you can find her out in nature, soaking up the sunshine, good old vitamin D, in her garden, on the water, or on a yoga mat when she's not traveling. Catherine, I cannot wait to have you on the show. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yay! So again, I'd like to tell people on the show where I meet my guests. And you and I met actually at the National Nurses and Business Conference in Vegas. Just last September.
Yeah, I know. It's so crazy that it was a year.
That is wild. I know, right?
Or not even. I know. It's crazy. I feel like I've known you forever.
Yeah, we're definitely sisters from another mister, same soul family, however you want to word it. But of course, you're a registered nurse. And I really have, one of my values is I feel very passionate about the earth, and I feel like there's never been a better time for nurses to step up and be the leaders that we are and really outside the box ways. And so, of course, we're going to talk about being a solar RN, but let's also talk a little bit about one of the things I like to demonstrate for nurses everywhere is like, dude, there's no one path. There are no quote rules. You got to do X before you do Y. And so if you want to tell us a little bit, Catherine, about, you know, about kind of your nursing journey, like how you got here, and we'll take it from there.
I love that you said that, because that's pretty much been my entire story, which was like, you know, I remember thinking, you know, I always wanted to be a nurse, but life just kind of had another idea in mind. So I didn't go as a nurse. Initially, I went undergrad for sociology, and then like 10 years later went back. And I have to say, going back as an adult learner, it was so, so different. But I always knew that I wanted to do something more holistic. So when you would ask me, I'm like, yeah, let's do something a little more holistic, more wellness. I don't know what. But again, just like you said, I still took a little bit of the traditional route. So went, you know, went to nursing school, you know, when I was like 29. And I felt like, okay, you have to get the job in the hospital. That's what everyone says. You have to get the experience, right? So my thing was I took a job, and I did some per diem work. I worked on a second stage PACU. I worked as a private duty nurse, which as a new grad was very challenging, but really interesting. And really what I spent a lot of time doing, it was actually moved to Colorado, and I was a high risk labor and delivery nurse. Love, love, loved it. But I also, you know, I just knew like it wasn't my thing, and I wasn't sure if it was that hospital or what. So I moved around and I went to a different hospital that was a little more holistic. And I sort of just knew that hospital nursing wasn't my jam. I loved the women, I loved the patients, but it just wasn't my thing. And so my husband and I moved from Colorado back to Mass to be near my family. And I worked as a school nurse for over 5 years. And that really created an opportunity for me to look at nursing from a completely different perspective. And I was working at an inner city charter school, and really just coming and being able to look at it from a public health perspective. But it also gave me some freedom and some time. So I was also able to do other things. I was teaching yoga. I was learning to become a coach. So it really afforded me all of these opportunities that I could take my nursing skills and to use them in many different ways. And you don't necessarily have to go to a hospital and work 3-12s, and that's sort of your thing. And I think that's what I love the most about nursing, is that it's just so filled with possibilities in terms of how you choose to help people and the path that you take to get there.
So many tweetables. Okay, sorry.
And it's so funny because I don't even think, you know, it's just like you said, you channel it. This is not pre-recorded. It's really is a divine download.
I want to go, I just real quick want to interject a couple things before there's so many that it gets overwhelming for me to remember. But I love that. Okay, so many things. You'll have to listen to the episode, episode 62, How School Nurses Support the Well-Being of Children in the Community, with school nurse Shannon Schuler, because we talked a lot about, like, in this circumstance, people have no idea what school nurses do, right? It's like she was helping kids who, you know, couldn't see get glasses, like in the middle of this pandemic, which is so, so cool. So I absolutely love that I did not know that you were a labor and delivery nurse. I did not know that you were a school nurse. And I think what you're saying is so poignant for nursing. And this is what I love to share on my show, is that if you take 100 nurses, and they all come to the table with different life experiences and different jams. I love that you use the word jam. That's one of my favorite expressions. It's not my jam. And you have created this path for yourself because you were open to what is, the possibilities and the opportunities to put two and two together, see the need for public health and how you want to show up in a way that's true to you and your soul, right? And not this crazy paradigm of, oh, first you do A, then you do B, because nobody benefits from that. So I just want to like acknowledge that and call that out.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I just showed up one day. I interviewed via Skype. I just showed up one day and it was like, today I'm a school nurse. And that's literally how it happened, right? One day I just said, I am now a school nurse, and I became a school nurse. And that's what I did. Of course, I did trainings and certifications and stuff afterwards, but it really can be that simple as choosing, right? Choosing differently. And when opportunities present themselves, you don't necessarily have to take one or not take something based on sort of the idea of what you should be doing versus whatever it is that the universe presents and if you feel called to it or not. And it just kind of worked out for me and my family, and it was amazing. And, you know, I, during that same time and all the, you know, for about probably like 7 or 8 years, I married a man who is like a solar guru. That's all he's done for over a decade. And so I was learning the ropes with him, and I was going to farmers markets, and I was doing my thing, educating like I always do. Like, anyone that knows me knows I just like love to teach people new things. I just get so excited about what I learn in life, and I just want to share it with the world. So it's kind of my thing. And so I was educating, and I was doing that all the time. And when we moved back here, and then we ended up leaving the Boston area and moving down to Rhode Island, and it was really this sort of space around, what am I called to do now? And it was kind of this moment of like, I had been doing, you know, I was teaching yoga and I was working as a self-care coach, and I had been doing all these things, but, and like we talked about the other day, something just wasn't in alignment. And my husband said, Catherine, you essentially have been in the solar industry. You're such a good teacher and you talk to people all the time. Why don't you just consider it? And at first I thought, oh my gosh, no, I'm a nurse. Like, I'm not a solar person. I'm a nurse. Then I thought to thinking, and I thought, you know, I'm the solar RN. I'm educating people on the benefits of going solar. It absolutely has to do with self-care in terms of people being able to make choices on how they get their power, to make choices that can better help their finances, which financial self-care is huge, especially given the crisis that we're in right now, and to be able to educate people on making cleaner, greener choices, both for ourselves currently now in the world, but for future generations. And I kind of had this aha moment of like, wait a minute, I think I might be onto something here. I think this might actually be okay. And so it's just been kind of a cool transition where, you know, you and I are both friends with Keith Carlson. He is a dear friend. Love him. If you haven't checked him out, he's wonderful. But I had had the conversation with him, and he just said, you know, Catherine, he introduced me to an organization called the, and I might say this wrong, Alliance of Nurses for a Healthy Environment. And it really blew my eyes and mind wide open that there's this whole group of nurses that are doing all of this work on the environment and sustainability. Not one that I'm aware of is in solar. So I've yet to meet anyone else in solar. So if you know any solar nurses, I would love to talk to them. But there's a whole group of nurses that are focusing on environmental and climate change and sustainability and food and clean water and all of these initiatives that are so important to public health that I think people don't even think that that's a possibility to do as a nurse.
So much, yes. I can see a consortium on nurses, you know, nurses of the planet, basically, like just coming together. I this makes me so excited that, like you say, Catherine, nurses are doing amazing things. It's literally like, how creative can you be? And there's literally nothing that's off the table. So I just want to tap into your wisdom a little bit. So for nurses that are listening, they're just like, oh gosh, you know, wow, I never even thought that would be possible, right? To be a solar nurse or something doing with the environment. Would you say, I mean, you're a yoga teacher, you're definitely into self-care and holistic. What do you think it was that has allowed you to like receive these opportunities and be open to what's possible? It's probably like a combination of things, but what would you say those were for you?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a tough one. You know, I think for me, it's the solar sort of industry in general has been a part of my life, like I mentioned, because that's my husband's world. And so it's been in my life, but I wasn't open to it. I was on a path, and I was currently on the path of doing the things that made sense at the time. And so I really think timing is everything. And it's also one of those things, you know, I think about the universe kind of comes and gently knocks, and then the whisper, and then the whisper gets a little louder, and hello, 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 right? And it gets louder. And I think that's sort of what was happening, was that for me, it was really just a divine timing where I needed to be on my path. I needed to learn all the tools that I had along the way, and that I wasn't ready yet. I wasn't ready to step into this role. But it was also giving myself permission, because I had this idea in my mind that I was a nurse and I focused on self-care and I focused on helping women really tap into that on a physical, emotional, spiritual, psychological, you know, all these different levels. And I had this whole story that I envisioned, this whole life that I had planned for myself. And to some extent, I didn't see how this connected. And so I got in my own way. And once I was able to get out of my own way and say, wait a minute, it's just a little bit of a different channel. Everything I've ever done in my life has always been another tool to learn how to help people in a little bit of a different way. So when I was able to stop focusing on what I thought I should be doing and what that should look like, right, in my little air quotes, I got out of my way and allowed things to happen as they were. And it was so easy and so organic, right? There was a lot of work involved. Of course, I had to educate myself on this new field. As much as I knew a lot, there was a lot I didn't know. But the point is that when you're open to receive and be wherever you're meant to be, and you're okay with letting go of where you thought you should be, it's flipping amazing what will present, what the universe will present to you, and the amazing opportunities that will be there and that will unfold. And that's kind of how I got there.
I love it. And the angel choir is singing, hallelujah. Okay, so many things. Okay, so of course this show is called Divine Downloads. And I couldn't agree more. I believe that to me, basically a couple things I think that will highlight is that so so many people, this, you know, whole hustle mentality, this like shoulding, everybody's shoulding all over yourself. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. If you can come from a place of presence, grace, and compassion, and have that full on permission to be, do, become who it is that you're really destined to become. What's funny is that the universe has so many more resources than we do ourselves. And when we're in our own way, we can't tap into, we can't access, we can't see, we can't know, we can't meet the resources, right? So we block all the things. And so it's like the self-fulfilling prophecy. And mm-hmm. So I love how you have basically everything that you have done has allowed you to step into this role, right? As the solar RN, it's beautiful.
Yeah. And I just want to jump in too and say, you know, for those of you that are listening, you know, I think one of the things that's really important to keep in mind is this can be a conscious thing or an unconscious thing in terms of getting in your own way. And so I just wanted to put that little nugget out there because I really believed that what I was doing before the solar was my life's work and mission and passion. And I thought I was like 135% aligned, yet something wasn't working and I couldn't figure it out. And once I made that transition, it was like literally the I love that you said the angel choir, but that's really what happened. So I just want to put that out there for people because like I said, it may be something that you may be getting in your own way and you don't even realize that you are.
I'm so glad that you brought this up because there's one of the things that I have intolerance for is shame. And I'm a huge Brené Brown student, fan forever. And we have this, again, it's like we feel like we should do something. Let's just take, for example, you know, as a nurse, you should be doing a certain role. It's like, that's complete BS. Like, what is it that you want to do? And you're exactly right. You know, we have these subconscious vibes under the water. It's like, you know, we're an iceberg and it's those things that are happening underneath the water that we don't see. And unless you're actually doing the work and understanding how the mind and the subconscious works, you can totally sabotage yourself and have no idea. So it's a course, a process, it's a journey. And the beautiful thing is you can absolutely change your mind. If you have like gone and hung your shingle and said that you're, you know, the carpet RN and tomorrow you want to freaking be the solar RN, guess what? People are judging you anyway. So you might as well do what's aligned in your body, mind, and soul, because you will be more successful, more fulfilled, all the things. Yeah.
So true. And if you try one and you try something different and you try something different, it's all good, right? Because everything we do in life is a lesson and we learn from it and we grow from it. So I think it's the same in nursing. Whatever area, whatever specialty or genre or whatever, wherever field you're in and however you're practicing nursing, in my opinion, it's all just learning lessons. So if you continue changing your mind and you continue expanding and exploring, more power to you. But it's not like, oh, I tried one thing and I tried something else, so this is my thing. Like, no, keep going until you find it. And when you find it, you are so going to know and you're going to love it. And it's going to be amazing. And you'll be so aligned and you're just going to help so many more people and it's going to flow so much easier.
Well, well said. So let's talk a little bit about if you were going to share, I don't know, 5 tips, let's say somebody, maybe wants to do better, right, with how they're leaving their carbon footprint on this planet. Could you share like a couple tips, Catherine, for somebody who wants to get started? I don't know what that looks like. Starting recycling, farmers market. Could you just take us there and give us some tips?
Oh my goodness. I feel like there's so many layers and levels, right?
Of course there are.
And
yeah.
So it can be as simple, just like you said, it could be as simple as recycling, right? Having a recycling bin, and having your trash. If you want to take it one step further, maybe you decide that you want to recycle your plastic. So that is a separate container. You can recycle that at Whole Foods. A lot of grocery stores will recycle your plastic. So then you have your plastic, you have your regular recycling bin, and you have your trash. You want to take it one step further. Maybe you decide you want to compost your food. So now all of your food scraps go into one. The way I do it is I have a little Ziploc bag, a gallon size Ziploc bag. I stick it in my freezer. When it's full, I go outside to my plastic bin that I bought from the city. It's like $50, if that. And I put all my food scraps in there, mixed with some dirt and some leaves and grass and whatever. There's my compost. If you're a gardener, you can garden, right? Growing your own food is another great way. So again, this is another step, you know, walking more versus driving. Again, if that's an option for you. So there's like these little things. Gosh, let's see, what else can I say, right? And then there's sort of the bigger things, which is your carbon footprint, right? In terms of how are you getting your power? Right? So the big one, solar. How are you powering your home? You have to pay an electric bill. Anyways, solar is a cleaner option and a cheaper option. So why not explore something like that? Right? So you can go online. There's so many different resources. I am starting to talk more and to share about all the different resources and all the different ways. I feel like I could keep going, but I don't want to name a ton more things, but is that sort of a
perfect
helpful?
Yeah, this is perfect. Starter? Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, change for. I would say the average human is probably not that into change. I love change. I thrive on change. However, I know that that's not typical. And so, bottom line is, the way that you train for a marathon is one step at a time. You walk and then you run. You walk and you run, and pretty soon you have trained and you run 26.2 miles. It's the training, it's the baby steps, it's the walking and then the running and then the walking that allows somebody to cross the finish line in the marathon. So I just want to remind people, like, Rome wasn't built in a day. So if you're considering making some lifestyle changes, that if you don't know this by now, this crisis that we're in right now is Mother Earth really letting us know who's boss. And if we don't start to change our ways, you know, the storms are going to continue, and it's a ripple effect, right? So one person does make a difference, because if you have ever spent the night in a tent with a mosquito, you know, you're like a buffet.
So true.
So baby steps, you know, my mom, I'll have to give her a shout out. She created the Recycle Right program in Memphis, Tennessee, and taught me to be a recycler. You know, I don't remember now how many years it's been. It's like, I will not go to the store without my recycle bag. Mm-hmm. I shop at a co-op, a local co-op. So I'm buying food from local farmers, supporting the community. And so decreasing, you know, carbon emissions from buying foods from Mexico or from China or from wherever. So educate yourself, right? And you can do little itty bitty baby things. And I think in Amsterdam, there's a store, there's not one piece of plastic in the whole entire store.
Oh, that makes my heart sing.
I know, right?
I mean, it's like unbelievable. When plastic was first invented, I think in like the 50s, and you saw like Tupperware everywhere, it was the most amazing thing. And I think they didn't take into consideration what was going to happen when everything became plastic. And oh, wait a minute, what do we do with it, right? So I just love that there are other countries that just really get it more than the U.S. Sometimes in some regards. And that they're able to take those steps and to take those measures and recognize that makes me so happy.
Right.
And just to jump in too, I think it's really just about habit too. You know, it's just our habits, what we're used to doing. And it's literally, do we want to take the extra second or two, you know, turn off the water while you're brushing your teeth? That's just a habit, right? But if you just keep it running, that's gallons and gallons and gallons of water. So I just, to sort of add to what you're saying, I think you're so right on. It's little baby steps, but it's just little habits that you can introduce into your daily life that make such a big difference in the world. And we're seeing on the news right now, because people are driving less, that in India and even in India, they can now see the Himalayas. They haven't been able to see them in decades because of the smog, right? I think there's something happening, and if I remember to it, I forget now, in California too, where the air is more clear, right? So that's a kind of a bigger deal, right? Everyone's home. But again, it just goes to show one thing, just driving, less driving alone is making that impact. So there's, I think, a lot to be learned, and this is probably another conversation, but a lot to be learned from what we're experiencing right now in these times for not only how we can live a better life in terms of sustainability, but also what are the things we want to continue to do once this is over, and how can we better our lives and let go of certain things and then integrate and keep things that are going to make our families healthy.
So you know? there's certain times on my show where I call them angel bumps, like full body goosebumps. And definitely when we're talking about the environment all over the world, these animals that have been near extinction are coming out in droves, like these turtles and this wildlife and the pollution. It's so we're being shown our actions absolutely have impact. And so it's, again, I always try to find the silver linings. And yes, there's a lot of, there's so much tragedy happening. And I think that a lot of times breaking down is what helps us build up. And like you're saying, like, what do we want to take going forward? And I think this is a great opportunity for people to really understand the impact that our little bitty choices that we make every day, whether we buy plastic or whether we take our own bag, or whether we walk to the store, bike to the store, what kind of cars we're buying. I really feel like if there's ever been a time to appreciate that we're really, the only way through this is together. And it's such an opportunity. So thanks for saying that, Catherine.
Yeah, absolutely. And to acknowledge, just like you said, you know, I completely understand that this is a really challenging time for a lot of people, and a lot of people have lost loved ones. They're out of work. They're wondering how they're going to get their food. They're wondering how they're going to pay their bills. So they're thinking, huh, the last thing on my mind is the environment. But again, it's one of those things. It's not instead of, it's in addition to, right? Even though I'm not sure where I'm going to get my next meal, or even though I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, I can still make these small changes, right? And so I want to just acknowledge that it is possible despite everything that's happening, and it may not be for you right now, but down the road, we can make these small little adjustments that make huge global implications.
I couldn't agree more. I think, I was just talking earlier with my friend about this. It's that a lot of people have this black and white mentality, and I believe most of life is gray. And so it doesn't have to be this or that. It can be, you know what, I'm really freaking out right now, and I can also in this moment decide to, you know, lean into the gratitude that, you know, I have water today or whatever it is. I think it's just an invitation to honor both, you know, the light and the dark, the being mm-hmm. afraid and the gratitude. Like, it can be done. And the more that we can tap into that, the less suffering we're going to have on this bumpy ride.
It's so true. And, you know, I think just one thing to remember as well is it's like, what is the legacy that we want to leave behind, right? For those of you out there that have kids, right? What is the legacy that you want to leave? What type of an environment do you want to leave for your kids, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren? You know, the Native American saying is the seventh generation, right? You tread lightly and you're essentially living on this earth knowing that seven generations later, there's going to be these different people. So what is the impact that you want to have? Or in the hiking world, they say leave no trace, right? So what is the trace or lack thereof, the impact that you want to have, your imprint on this planet that you want to leave for your future generations?
Such an important and valuable question. So thank you for sharing that. Now, Catherine, let's let people know how they can get in touch with you on the socials. You want to share those handles?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's the Solar RN, and it'll be down in the show notes. So Instagram and Facebook, it's both the Solar RN. I'm on LinkedIn as well. That's actually my name. So it's Catherine Ford Richter. Again, those will be in the show notes as well, but just Google the Solar RN and you'll find me.
Yay. Well, I'm just so excited you said yes. I'm so excited that you said yes to your hubby's nudge, the universe nudge to try this on full time, because it looks real good on you, girl.
Well, thank you, my dear. It feels fantastic.
Oh my gosh. So this has been very informative and playful. So thanks for playing in my sandbox. Do you have any final parting wisdom or anything that you want to share before we tie this up with a bow, Catherine?
Oh, good Lord. I'm so bad at just little nuggets. I could go on for hours, but you know, really, I think the biggest thing is just be mindful, of how you live, and just small little things matter and make a big difference. And just do the best you can, because we're all just trying to survive right now. But ultimately, just make small little changes, knowing that they're going to have really big implications. And if you're not sure where to start, reach out to me and we'll have a conversation, and I'm happy to help give you some ideas.
That's beautiful. You're excellent. So thank you so much for your awesome friendship and your wisdom and your expertise and your saying yes. I think it's amazing. And you are helping create a ripple effect, which is amazing. And so thank you for that. And I also want to thank the listeners for tuning in. And wherever you are, I'm sending you peace, love, hope, and light. And to all the people in this fire, nurses, doctors, respiratory therapists, the environmental services folks, the cashiers, fast food, groceries, every single person is making a difference. So my heart goes out to you. I thank you. I'm in a deep gratitude. So until next week, keep taking those baby steps and remember that you are completely supported, even if you're not feeling supported, and sending you lots of love. Bye for now.